No, that's... I'm trying... No, that's what I'm saying. It's never been like this. Yeah, they'd send emails. And maybe, you know, drive past every few days, but... No, Mom, I'm not in danger. No, Mom, I'm not in danger. I'm not in danger. I don't think I'm in danger. I just... Wait, my mic is on. But I turned it off. I know I turned it off. Mom, I have to go. Mom?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Adventure Zone.
Oh, man.
Where we are, we have just made peace with the Metamals, who are going to pledge their support to Poppy's pals in their campaign for freedom and liberty. You're walking back towards the fort where the kids work. Beef, you are killing time with two munkangaroos.
Mm-hmm.
They're hopping a lot, but you get used to it. Their names are Lance and Camille. And you are explaining to them how to play a game of chance to kill the time.
Yes.
What game are you attempting to explain to them?
I'm attempting to explain to them just like a simple shell game. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like the Red Queen kind of deal, you know, three card Monty.
So start over.
Okay.
That's Camille.
Yeah.
So start over. Are you supposed to win?
Well, so... is who supposed to win?
Is it fair? I mean, can you win?
Yeah. So there's a couple different versions, specifically two different versions of it, right? There is the straightforward version.
I told you, Camille, two different versions. See?
But then there's also the version where it's like there's some sleight of hand going on and you can't win.
Oh, but you could. So you can't. It's a trick.
That's a con.
I told you, Camille, a con, see?
Yeah, so you have, like, you usually do it so they win the first time.
Okay.
Or even the second time. Or you have a plant who, you know, a confederate who's with you. They'll win a bunch. And then the next person steps up feeling very confident, so they'll put down a lot of money.
But why doesn't everybody, if you know about it, why doesn't everybody know about it? Why do they do it?
Well, because you're looking for a sucker, mark.
Yeah, a sucker.
Yeah, yeah. You want somebody who's gullible to do it.
Okay. Can we try?
Sure.
I'll just hop on your back. Okay.
No, what?
Do you have any shells? Shells. Oh, here, yeah, hold on one second.
And he goes over to one of the turtle lions. They are lions with
not your best.
Turtle lions? Well, I didn't roll the dice. I'm in a hurry.
Hey, can I borrow a little bit of your
Okay, and he just pops off a couple of nodules off of the turtle lion's shell, and he brings them back to you, all three of them.
And here.
And then he pops off his nose and hands it to you.
Oh, so God.
You could just hide one. You could just hide one underneath whatever you want to do.
So okay.
I'll really see if I can do it.
Okay. Let's do it. So I do a shell game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm doing to relieve stress. This is my downtime activity.
Mm. Yeah.
So should I roll that?
Yeah.
Indulge vice. Submit. How did I do? Okay, a 3. Oh my God, that's not enough. That's not enough.
You have so much stress, my man. Yeah.
I was an 8. It's not enough.
You can spend
it. Okay. You got it. Okay, great. You got it.
Is it there?
Yeah. Now one more time. Now you're feeling pretty confident.
No, I don't want to do it.
Well,
easy.
But there's no money. No, I'm just we're demonstrating.
He's not doing it again, pal. Sorry, you're going to have to find another sucker.
Yo, there's no money on the line. We're not betting. I'm just...
You can't trick me. I know the first time you let me win, and then I just don't play it again. I bet a million... By the way, I bet a million on the first time. I meant to tell you.
Okay, a million what?
Coins.
Oh, okay. So this time we'll do another million coins.
No way.
Oh my God.
It's 8 coins. You're going to have to dig your way out.
Yeah, pal. You don't. And the juice is running.
Oh my God. Okay. Do you guys want to see how the trick works or not?
Yeah. I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to indulge vice one more time and hope I don't overindulge this time.
How many stress do you have?
I have 5.
Okay.
And I rolled a 2. God damn it.
So there it
I
is. Didn't it's right there. Know. It's right there underneath that one. It's underneath the left one.
It's not.
It is. Because you only rolled a 2.
Oh, that's right bullshit. There. No, let me roll a sleight of hand. Hold on. Let me roll a finesse roll, Justin. Let me roll a finesse roll.
You can roll a sleight of hand for your dignity.
Thank you. Completely controlled.
Risk free.
Yeah. And I'll push myself. No.
Yep. Get the strike.
A 3, a 1, and a 3. God damn it.
Yeah, it's there on the left. It's there on the left. I saw you try to switch it to the right, but it's there on
the
left.
No, but I'm showing you. Yeah, but.
That's 2 million and 8, I think. Yeah, 2 million and 8.
Yeah, the juice is right. Did you tell him about the juice?
Okay, I write down on a piece of paper, good for 2 million and 8 coins.
Nice.
There you go,
set
bud.
Up now, pretty much.
Yeah, you're covered. You're good. I'm gonna go away now.
Montrose.
Yeah.
You have found your way while we're walking here. During the journey, you are going to walk with Orwell. You're walking next to Orwell. Mainly because you have begun to realize that he's tentative about this, the situation you're heading into. So I would like you to talk through it with him.
Okay.
There have been several less than pleasant interactions between us and the children. And I don't know how swiftly that water will pass. Between the two of us.
Yes, they are quite stuck in their ways. But they are, at the end of the day, children. And you all are, sentient animal hybrid constructs. And I think that you have more in common than you might expect.
Well, I must hear this. These connections had never occurred to me. Can you outline them, please?
You both like to have chakra.
Mm. To possess.
To possess it, yes. Obviously, what they do with it is different than what you do with it, but at the end of the day, you both find chakra quite desirable.
Mm.
You all love a good time.
Mm.
And animals, you are them, they like them. So, and that's something. That ain't nothing. And also, all of you are subject to the atrocious living conditions of New Kittadelphia. And hopefully, once you understand there is another better way, you all will sort of get behind this effort to escape.
I've been attempting to reason out this fear. The nearest that I can tell, we were all on some level at some point programmed to delight children. And I'm worried that faced with them, we will lose what we have fought so hard to define, the essential nature of us when faced with children, that we will be compelled to delight them.
I must inform you that this is the nature of children. Even human beings will sometimes betray their most important core values and desires to appease a younger generation. I don't think you need to give up on your individuality that you have earned with so much toil. But don't beat yourself up if you do, you know, a handful of gorilla tricks to make a kid laugh. It's not the end of the world. But
what? Were you ever a child?
Oh, yes. Long time ago.
What was it like being a child?
It was quite lonely. I had a difficult time socializing with my fellow youngins. And in fact, I found most of my sort of peace and joy socializing with, well, attractions at amusement parks for the most part.
Like us.
Like you, not so much the Woodimals. They have creeped me out forever. But
I'm sorry that they insisted on bringing them.
So you get it then, right?
Are we in?
Yes.
The jungle of trust.
This is the jungle of trust right here.
I do not enjoy the Woodimals.
Okay. Thank you. I'm so glad, because I felt like you
I'm
were
afraid to look at them.
Yes.
And I'm afraid to look away.
And when I said that, I was afraid I was being othered quite fiercely, because I just find them so deeply upsetting. Yes. I'm a sucker for a tailored experience, particularly when that tailored experience does not require any human-to-human contact. It's why I work here in the first place. I'll be honest with you, I'm not even sure if I work here anymore. Like, I haven't showed up to work for as long as we've been in New Kittadelphia, so that's a complicated subject. But
are you more comfortable talking to us than you are talking to your own people?
I look at Beef and Emmerich, and I say, not all of them.
Should I challenge the children to a test of strength?
That might not be the worst idea. Their leader, I think, would be well served by being taken down a peg or two.
Who leads the children now?
Well, it's a real beefy rascal named Toddzilla.
Did you say
not
something?
Not you.
Okay. It's the right one. Yeah, no, we're not playing anymore. The game, that game is done.
Great yes ending, Trav. Really good.
Love it.
That was yes the ending. They keep wanting to play to get more money from me. I'm not giving them any more.
I'm going to settle for a, damn it, I messed up again.
I'm not giving you the satisfaction. One failed finesse roll is enough.
A 3 and a 2?
You'll lose as long as I tell you to.
He's grown too powerful.
Dad, I need you to roll a 100-sided die.
Wait, ooh. Was that a vice thing, or was that just
not every
a combo?
Conversation needs to be? You know okay, what I mean?
Okay, that's fine. Yeah,
you
no,
can
hell
just
yeah.
talk to people.
I love it.
What?
I know, Dad. Roll a 100-sided die.
Like that would be it. a four?
A 4? Okay.
Dad, you're so good at getting low numbers out of 100.
Thank you, yeah. Travis.
There's so many above that.
Okay. There's so many above. Statistically speaking, getting a 4 is wild.
Have we done 4 before? Before?
No.
I rolled. Oh, wait. And by the way, can we jump back real quick to sure. Orwell? Just real quick. Hey, also, my hand is tusks.
Yes, I have noticed that.
Okay. It doesn't hurt, which is weird. Is that the Inugu?
Yes, it's the bonding. Agent is, well, it's probably beyond your capacity to understand. Let's say it's, magical.
All right, great. Just wanted to make sure I addressed that.
And also, Torgus is here.
Ah, yes. I meant to thank you for retrieving me.
Of course.
I'm sorry that I abandoned you before, but you left me on the ground.
Yes, you were awfully quiet during the fight with the barristers, Torgus.
I did request that someone lift me up several times. My requests were unheeded.
Who's carrying Torgus, by the way?
I
Is
am.
It you
so,
be?
Okay, yeah, that's so great. On my back.
Okay, Dad, you rolled a 4. I need you to roll it again.
Okay.
That's a 53.
Oh, that's above the middle.
Oh, man.
But just barely.
I didn't mean to let you down.
Okay, Dad. You okay, you are you found a friend that you're walking with too. He seems to be younger. His name is Claude. And Claude is a jag panda.
That's not very nice to say.
Yeah, but that's what he is. He's got a jaguar body and an adorable little head of a panda and cute little panda feet. And then he's got a jaguar body. He's
Hell
adorable.
Yeah.
His name's Claude. And he's sort of scampering along next to you. So, show me again how it works.
Are you wanting to learn the shell game as well?
No, your wrist thing.
Oh, the Give a Ghost.
Give a Ghost?
Give a Ghost Projector.
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
It is. You have to imagine it on the side of a box for sale.
Are you going to sell them at the store?
No. I don't think so. Matter of fact, I'm not even that comfortable with, to be honest with you, using it that much. I will show you if you really do want me to show you.
Sure, yeah. It's a long walk. I'm bored. Sometimes I make this sound when I get bored to try to make myself not bored anymore. What do you
think? I'm sorry, who did you say this was? Is this my 3-year-old?
Claude.
Claude. I thought it was Dot for a second because she also does that.
It's Claude the Jag Panda.
Okay. let me add... One quick out of context question.
Never.
Is this our downtime or are we going to have
you guys and your adherence for no, yeah, we'll have some more downtime. This is just what's happening right now.
Okay.
If you don't get to do downtime here, we'll do it later, no big deal. This is just the conversations that I thought would be interesting to have.
Okay.
Sorry,
sure.
Justin. It's just the rules are very important to us.
Sure, yeah. You guys have always been such sticklers.
Yeah, so we've built this whole show around an adherence to the book.
Yeah. Meanwhile, John Harper's family keeps asking why there's so many holes in the walls.
Yeah.
Stop, please, John. You're tearing your office apart.
Here, Claude, let me demonstrate how the Give a Ghost projector works. I can summon up hard light entities. That's true. But it can also, I can also use this to create things. As a matter of fact, let's do this. I'm going to create a cart on which Torgus can ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great idea.
Which will be a lot easier.
You can do what?
Yes, I know.
This thing weighs like 100 pounds.
I know, and until I saw you really straining and carrying it.
I've been carrying it for like 12 hours.
I know. But it wasn't until I saw you playing the game with or attempting.
I fought the barristers. What the hell?
It was, listen, the fan art was brilliant for it. I must say. And so. Now watch Claude.
I love Claude.
Claude?
Now, yeah.
Are you paying attention?
Sure.
Okay, watch. And he raises a Give a Ghost projector and creates this, you know, like those mobile popcorn carts, those old-timey popcorn wagons that, you know, with the big wheels on the side. And he creates one, and it's Torgo-sized. Torgo-sized. Wow. So, you know. And that's how it works. That's
amazing. Who's going to pull it?
Well, Beef is still going to pull it, but it'll be a lot easier. It'll still be a lot easier. It'll be so much.
I can pull it. You want to attach it to me?
Are you serious?
Sure. Yeah. I'll just pull it.
Well, that'd be awesome, Claude. What aren't you? You are the best Jag Panda. Here. Yes. And it's got like a yoke that would just, with the front parts would just sit on some creature's shoulders. And Claude just hunkers down into it and voila, Torgus is mobile. As long as Claude cooperates.
You do this, Dad, and then you hear, hold. And then Orwell slowly walks back to where you are. He reaches down and he is furious. You could tell from his expression. And he reaches down to where you've made this connection. And with his hands, he rips the two connections apart.
Oh.
And then, like a shot put, spins and chucks the cart with Torgus still in it. About 10 yards.
This is not what we are.
Sorry. He's like, I'm an inch from your face.
I apologize.
You think every creation that is not man is for your service?
He volunteered. He volunteered. He asked. No, you're absolutely right. I am still a work in progress when it comes to acknowledging sentience. I am so very, very sorry. Please forgive me. Claude, there was no slight intended. I apologize.
Claude?
Yeah?
Stan. If you wish to carry the cart, you will do it like a man.
And then Claude goes over and picks up the cart. It wasn't that far away, but he does it on his two legs, and he holds the handle, and he carries it into the line while the three of you walk.
I wasn't really thinking, but this is better. It's not really better. This kind of hurts, but I don't really understand, but he seemed pretty upset, so I figured I'd just go with it. Yes.
Well, it's on me. I
know it was on me. That's why I was so mad.
I meant the gay ass is on me, the responsibility. You're
what?
Right. Nothing. Never mind. You're a good Jag, Panda. Very good.
Yeah, thanks. So tell me, where are you guys from? Tell me everything about your
anybody
life.
Here from Cincinnati, huh?
So tell me about you. Where are you guys?
Love that big red machine.
So tell me about your life, where are you from and everything.
Well, I was a lonely child.
Guys, let me do my own punchline, please. Everybody shut up and let me fucking weave.
So, can you tell me about your life? What was the hardest thing that ever happened to you?
To me?
Yeah.
The hardest thing that ever happened to me, I believe, was I felt responsible.
All right, see ya.
Okay.
Claude walks away.
Good talk, Claude. Good talk.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this. Yeah. A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah.
The Elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No. It's comfortable like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No, it's got aerated... It's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle,
in the
mid space. It's the perfect balance. The in the shadow lands. And it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too if you want to go a little bit cooler.
Like
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top if you want. Yeah, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah.
You're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Lisa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Lisa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
That's pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks. I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey everyone, welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about Tempo.
And with us is special guest, J.K. Simmons. Not my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo. Okay, J.K., you can
now make him say, make him say, Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you
doing
the voice.
He's on the headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
mean? Can you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do just do a normal ad?
Okay, so I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about 5-spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, yes.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready really, really fast.
They and even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah, I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to TempoMeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be the special J.K. Simmons menu. When you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a CAPTCHA. It'll be "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to TempoMeals.com/adventure. That's TempoMeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. TempoMeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply. Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure, go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there, or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Somewhere in an alternate universe where Hollywood is smarter.
And the Emmy nominees for Outstanding Comedy Series are Jetpacula, Airport Marriott, Thruple, Dear America, We've Seen You Naked, and Allah in the Family.
In our stupid universe, you can't see any of these shows, but you can listen to them on Dead Pilot Society, the podcast that brings you hilarious comedy pilots that the networks and streamers bought but never made. Journey to the alternate television universe of Dead Pilot Society on MaximumFun.org.
I'm Jesse Thorne. Bullseye is celebrating 50 years of hip-hop by bringing you an entire month of brand new interviews with rappers. That means Jeezy.
I put my pain in the music.
Angie Stone.
You know, hip hops. We called them hops back then.
Master P.
Music is what's gonna open the doors for us, but whatever we come up with after this, it's gonna be bigger.
Plus, Chika, Saba, even the greatest of them all, Rakim. That's this September. Open up that podcast app. Type in Bullseye and hit subscribe. You're not going to want to miss any of this.
You have now reached, after a long journey.
How long?
Many days. You have no idea.
What?
There's no way of telling.
Okay.
It's all fake.
I have my phone has a clock on it.
Okay.
It's just an insane thing you've just said.
Six
Justin.
And a half. Well, you don't have day night cycles, so I don't know what sort of standard we'd be using for timekeeping. 6.5 hours.
Okay. Wow.
No, wait. Let me check my maps. 6:45. Closer to 6:40. Call it 6:45.
I mean, okay. We make good
round
time.
Round up a little bit. And you see a girl who, if you had to guess, you would put her at about 8 years old. And she is sitting there. She's got, like, her hair is much like Gooch's, sort of like chunked out. Like, again, cutting hair in bad ways seems to be one of the few forms of entertainment down there.
Mm-hmm. It's funny.
And she has goggles protecting her, and she's holding some sort of what appears to be a weapon. The nature of said weapon is not exactly clear to you. And she's sitting on a stool in the middle of nowhere. Well, not the middle of nowhere, but there's no, like, guard post or anything. She's just sitting out here. All right, guys, don't take another step. I'm the guard here. My name's Dr. Ballsweat.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Doc, are you a physician?
A physician? No, it's just my name. It's just my name.
All right.
You
well,
can't go any further, though.
No, for sure. We come bearing gifts to honor the great Todzilla.
Oh, and yeah. He sucks.
Yeah, Todzilla, wait. What?
He's a boss. He's mean. He made me sit out here forever.
Oh, okay. Well, do you like it out here?
No. Look, it's boring.
Yes.
I hate it.
Yeah. Hey, we have a jag panda that I think you would get along with just swimmingly. but we are... We are here returning from a mission that we were also dispatched to, and I hold up some of the chaka. Behold.
Okay. If you want to prove that you can come in and you're cool enough,
I'm supposed to give you a test to make sure, so I need you. Which one of you is going to take the test?
What kind of test is it? He
says, oh, to get in.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it.
Test of strength.
Okay, what's your name?
Beef. Yeah.
Are like, you laughing at that, Dr. Ball Sweat?
Anytime somebody says I laugh, Dr. Ball Sweat. All
right. Is there anyone good here named Pot or Kettle that we can also speak to?
No. Pot died.
Don't worry about him, Dr. Ball Sweat. Tell me again.
Okay.
Listen.
All right, hit the gritty.
What? Pardon?
I'm only allowed to say it thrice. This is the laws of our people. Hit the gritty!
What could that possibly mean?
Go ahead, Beef.
Is it a dance?
I hit the gritty.
Oh, well, Trav, you're going to have to do a little bit better than that, man.
Damn it. Okay.
Why are you hit the gritty? You've been given a simple task.
Beef, the gritty needs to be hit by you.
I think you guys are big kids.
Okay, I'm going to study this person real quick to get an idea
this
of...
This person, do you mean Dr. Ballsweat?
Yes, I will study Dr. Ballsweat.
She's a physician.
Oh, I thought it was like a doctorate in like poetry or something. We're like,
No, she's a real business doctor.
Oh,
okay. Take that, PhDs.
All right, Justin, what's my input value? What's my position to see what Dr. Ballsweat could possibly mean?
Desperate.
It feels cool. Desperate.
Okay.
Limited.
Anybody want to help me?
I mean, I can tell you what the fucking gritty is, okay, but that seems like it would burst the bubble.
Oh, it's a real thing?
Aw, Travi.
Oh, no.
Travi, you're more on
Travis,
TikTok
I'm
than the rest
really
of
happy
us.
I'm that
so
you did it. You're, thank you. Thank you, Travis. Thank you.
All right, let's roll. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
That's a two.
That's a two.
That's a two. That's
on a
two.
Desperate, a failure on a desperate is usually pretty bad, right?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you're out. You don't get to do it. Turn around and bend over.
What? Oh,
turn around and bend over.
Well, you are a doctor, so Beef does it.
All right, she kicks you in your ass.
You!
She points at you, Montrose. Hands are gritty!
May I please see if Imric will do it first? Because I think we're all going to enjoy seeing that.
Points to you. You! Santa, hit the gritty.
Santa?
Hit the gritty, Santa.
All right. Very well. Imric taps his heels while he's walking and swings his arms back and forth.
Dad!
Yes?
You watch a lot of football. Dad, you might know what the gritty is.
That was the worst gritty I have ever seen.
But it was a gritty.
You did hit the gritty. Go on.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes.
We're here with like a lot of animal folks, metamals, and are you going to ask every single person here to hit the gritty before they can
At
answer?
That moment, like, all the animals in sync hit the gritty.
Oh, never mind.
Like, perfectly. Like, a whole menagerie of metamals hit the gritty.
And they all look at Beef like a, see?
I'm more of a books guy.
Okay.
I mean, I'm watching videos of it now. I wouldn't have guessed this in a million years.
Montrose.
Yes.
How should we approach this?
Well, we don't want to frighten the children here. So perhaps maybe you should come as a representative of the Metamals. We will go with you as a sort of envoy. We may hopefully make peace and then collaborate as one
huge, unstoppable unit to escape this hellscape.
Is it the Woodimals or the Metimals that are with us?
The Woodimals are not with us. They would never... They can't
brought
move.
One of the Woodimals.
Great.
Just to watch over them as an emissary.
Great.
It's bad, though. It's the octopus. It's the
worst one.
Yeah. All right. So, Orwell, you come. We'll bring the Woodimal to represent the Woodimal interests. And we'll go and have a palaver with Toddzilla.
All right.
Could I make a suggestion?
Sure, yeah.
Perhaps Clarence would be a better choice as a representative, since he is, you know, just a simple beaver eel and is used to, you know, as a quote-unquote advocate, lawyer.
Oh, he is much less intimidating.
That is a fair point.
Just an idea.
What animal was he?
Beaver eel.
Beaver eel?
A beaver eel. Yeah, that's right.
A beaver with eels for hands.
I think Toddzilla respects power and authority, and I think that that's what Orwell's got.
That's a good point. Good point. Okay.
You have made your way inside the central facility where Toddzilla has set up his makeshift throne room.
Okay, wait, hold on. Who's this? Wait, this was not part of the deal.
Yes. Toddzilla, I would like you to meet Orwell, the leader? What sort of honorific do you prefer, Orwell?
I am here.
Okay, of the Metimals. We encountered them in the wilds.
Yeah, we know all about the Metimals.
Okay. The tone of voice...
They've picked off our people who've been, like, just out scrounging for stuff, and they'll like, come out of nowhere and, like, beat them up or whatever.
Yes,
and... This is not your... People have been the aggressors, trespassing in our lands. We are simply defending what is ours.
Yeah, but you're, like, totally mean about it, and you fight... You want to beat us up all the time.
We do not want to beat you. This is going to go on for a while.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So you two, you three, I should say, I think it would be prudent, if it's okay by you, to dismiss yourself from this conversation, unless you feel like you would like to interject in me talking to myself.
I mean, yeah. Does it seem like it is escalating?
It seems more like annoyed. Right, yeah. Like it's not like there have been murders.
Yeah.
You know, it's like these guys are dicks, basically, is the energy.
Can I interject real quick, Toddzilla?
Yeah.
Orwell. I do not say this to try to like convince you of anything, but if you're gonna continue this discussion, if you can call it that, I would like to point out something. Right now, you two are like scavengers, right? Fighting over a bone that you found when, like, on the other side of a wall, there's a big pile of, like, food
More bones, like,
resources and stuff.
Are the bones the resources? Like, there's, like, lots of bones?
Sure. Because right now, you guys are, like, fighting over...
Pretty good.
Yeah, you're fighting over the stuff here in Kittadelphia when... Like, just by working together, we could all escape here, and then you guys could settle in separate layers and never see each other again, if that's what you wanted.
Oh, yeah, you can't, I don't think you can escape.
No, as far as I know.
Oh, my God.
There is no escape.
We
will try to find peace.
And I'd also like to point out that Orwell... has graciously agreed to return all this shaka to you.
Yes, I understand. This is a powerful olive branch for you. This is the shaka.
And then it's wheeled in by Dad. Roll the die.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't make a meal out of it. Just fucking roll.
I'm doing it. That's a 55.
Roll it again.
29.
And...
okay. The chaka is brought in by some flying cheetahs.
Mm-hmm.
With big bushy squirrel tails, but they're not hauling it like animals. They're carrying it like men, because that was something I said earlier, and it wouldn't make sense if they hauled it in like kick-ass flying squirrel people. So they're just walking with it, but they do bring in the chaka.
Man, that would suck. If I was flying cheetah and I wasn't allowed to like fly,
These are half squeetus. Squirrel,
half squeetus. Flying squirrel.
Half jaguar.
Ah, no, squeet, squeet,
not
squeet,
jaguar.
Squeetas.
Cheetah.
Squeetas.
Squeetas.
Squeetas. Squeetas is good.
I'm gonna squeet. Oh, no.
No.
No. Don't squeet.
Squeet, no. Squeet, squeet.
Okay. So from my social media platform, when you're ready to post, we call it squeeting.
Squeeting.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I see that I'm not wanted here. I understand. Thank you for your time.
I should make it clear before we go any further. I have already devised the means of our egress from New Kidadelphia. That is not the difficult part of this situation. The difficult part of the situation is going to be...
What is your means of egress from Kidadelphia?
We'll get there, Justin. He's in the middle of talking.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also kind of lying.
Oh, okay, got it.
To, like, sort of, you know... help facilitate this peacemaking thing.
Okay.
All that we need is for you all to pool your admittedly meager resources to help us achieve that, and so we may liberate everyone in this
Griff,
terrible way.
I'm going to have you make a risky standard sway roll.
Okay.
I'd like to help.
Sure.
Because I think this is a big moment. And to be honest with you, I'd rather see this happen on stage.
Sure.
Instead of off stage.
How are you helping?
Okay. Your mask is a hard light mask, correct?
Right.
I would say that I think with just a very slight tweak, he could make that mask glow with a warmer, more convincing color.
Oh, that's
just
nice.
A little. Just a slight
just
tint.
Just a zhuzh.
Maybe like a rose.
Okay. A little zhuzh. I appreciate it.
A little zhuzh.
All right, here we go.
To help with that.
6-3-1-1. We'll take the 6 on that, I believe.
The 6. We'll do fine. So what do you say? What is that 6?
I you know, our central thesis here is there is a better life awaiting in the sky, and if we all work together, we can pull this up. So I think that the 6 is just them maybe seeing the light of reason a little bit here.
Yeah, I could see that. I could. Yeah. Might be kind of kick ass. You guys are pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. You have a fine den here that you have made for yourself. We wouldn't suppose to stay here.
No, it's fine. You can totally stay here.
Well, there are many of us.
Well, we got nothing but room. I mean, it's wasteland, so like you can just pull
we'll
up whatever.
Leave you all to figure this out.
Before we do that, this is beautiful, bros. Obviously, but there was another part of the deal. We're looking for gravel.
Yeah, can we just talk through the, like this is kind of a moment for us.
Yeah, sorry.
And they shoot you guys out.
Because I'm so tired.
Yeah, I figured you were, Juice. That was a gift I was trying to give you.
Trying to get out.
Well, okay. That was kind of why I wanted Montrose to stay and help.
No, I'm good. Thank you. Okay, guys, you got some time here in the fort at Old Philadelphia. Beef, Montrose, Emmerich. Beef, I know that you've already done some some vice stuff, but if you guys Todd also handed you, because we don't mess around with paying out, Todd also gave you the 6 sweets that he had promised, although the additional help has not yet come through.
How are we looking on our, what do you guys have in your coin, like in your pockets?
I got 3 in my pockets.
What about you, Dad?
I got 4.
My pockets. Okay, well, full. I got room for 2.
And I got 5 in stash.
Not on ya.
Yeah. What's in our?
I'm gonna stash my 2.
Can't stash.
What?
You can go dig a hole. But right now you can't put it in your stash.
Oh, okay.
Well, currently we have our coin is full too. So I have room for 2 in my pocket, and Griffin has room for 1. But we also spend.
I think you could carry it. I mean, like, if you want to spend it, if you want to wait after downtime to see if you need coins, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to figure this all out right now.
Okay, fair.
You could physically come back and get the rest of the coin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. Okay.
I mean, it sounded like we want, like,
there's no heat because, I mean,
that would be wild.
Well, that would be wild. That doesn't make any sense. So now it's just like downtime activities. You can do your activities. You can do your vice, whatever you want to do. You've done 1, Beef. And I think.
Well, I did roll it twice. So that was both of mine.
You've done 2.
Well, no, I thought you spent a coin to.
Is that how it works? Or is it a separate?
No, you can spend a coin.
You spin a coin.
Spend a coin to do it again or to improve the result?
You can spend a coin to do
an additional to do an additional downtime activity.
Right.
Right, but you have 2. So I'm saying Travis indulged vice twice.
Yeah. If I can spend a coin to do an additional downtime activity, though.
I think that makes perfect sense. Of course.
Yeah, because we have the thing. I want to go to the junk pile.
Okay.
And I am attempting to look for, like, lightweight. Like, Griffin got the cable before. I'm looking for, like, scraps of, like, nylon rope. I'm looking for anything that could be used as hooks. Kay. Anything. What?
Oh, hi. I didn't introduce myself. My name is Jizbert.
Yeah, Jizbert. We've met before.
Yeah, they had to do the...
Yeah, Jizbert, we go way back.
I know where everything is here.
Okay, I'm looking for...
Hey.
What?
Look what I found. I meant to show you. Well, I wanted to show anybody, but I'll show you.
And he finds one of those blue Danish butter cookie tins.
Oh, that's great for keeping your bobbins in or like...
I haven't opened it yet. I don't know if there's cookies in it.
Okay, are you offering to share with me, Jizbert?
I don't know if there's cookies in it.
Okay, well, open it. Let's see, man.
Are you sure? Okay. Will you eat half of whatever is in here?
No, Jizbert.
Would you eat half? No matter. So you're saying Jizbert,
Jizbert, I didn't say that. I said no.
You sure? Everybody loves the Danish butter cookies.
Hey, Jizbert.
Yeah?
I can smell a con a mile away, my dude.
Yeah, I this is what I poop in. Okay, what did you need to find?
I'm looking for, you know what would work? Anything like fabric that we could braid into lines or lightweight cable, anything that is climbable but lightweight.
Yeah, I think, look over there. In that pile, I think it'd be all right. He gestures about,
I don't know, 10 yards away. There's a small pile full of what appears to be string-like and nylon-like detritus.
Yeah. What do I roll to do this? To go digging through a thing. It's prowess, right?
It's probably study.
It's probably but prowess, right? You're searching. Like, yeah, so like prowess.
No, like study.
I think it's probably studying like prowess.
No, I'm looking right at it. Study
it's probably like prowess, I would say. Okay, I have no... I have one dot in insight.
Okay.
Let's do it. No, wait, that's not the right thing. No,
that's not exist. You just did.
Just fucked up. So
how do I do this? How do you acquire an asset? Is this acquire an asset or just like searching?
I mean,
okay, we'll just call it.
What are you trying to do? Either way, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Whatever you
controlled.
Yeah.
Effect.
Standard.
Okay. A three.
Hmm.
I'm going to look harder. Because it was controlled, right? So I can go again.
Oh, yeah,
controlled.
You can do it again, but it's risky, so you might cut yourself.
Yeah, now I'm digging in there, man.
Yeah, really getting in there.
A four, a mixed success. I'll take it.
Okay. What is it you're hoping? What's the ideal perfect thing for you to find, Travis?
So I am looking for something that is lightweight enough that one of the
Just to stay focused. Tell me the ideal perfect thing.
The ideal perfect thing would be like 100 feet of nylon rope.
Okay. Got it. You are searching through and you find four extension cords that have been tied together and plugged in. This is a very haphazard way of connecting your electrical cords. You shouldn't do this.
Don't do this.
But someone has made a roughly 100-foot rope out of extension cords that are largely frayed and look pretty dodgy.
Excellent.
And that is what you have retrieved.
Okay.
Was this acquiring an asset?
Yeah. Yeah. So one special item.
Then I'm going to pay another coin because we got the extra coin.
Uh-huh.
To like get some tape from Jisbert to improve the quality of them.
Okay. Okay.
So I can like fix some of the fraying.
So you have now 100 foot of good quality rope.
Cool. That's it. I'm done.
Emmerich, what are you up to?
Okay. Okay, Emmerich is going to start a long-term project.
Bold.
It's a good time to do it here at the end game.
Time.
I have a plan.
Okay.
You always do, Dan.
Trust me.
Now, you're not going to have another secret long-term project. You are going to have to tell me what this long-term
project is. No, this is not going to be secret. Okay. This is not going to be secret. But I think, to be fair, I need to have a flashback.
Okay.
To help set up what I want to do.
Okay, great. Who are you flashing back to?
I'm flashing back to where the inner goo was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And Emmerich has these things called spirit bottles, which in Blades in the Dark are used to like store ghosts, more or less. I want to say that he, remember when he was so fascinated by the inner goo and was studying the inner goo? I think part of that would have been that he maybe filled one of these spirit bottles with some inner goo for future study. Mm. Is that fair to say?
Sure.
And also when he was working on Greg, the Emperor Puma, the butterfly, you know, on the wings of Greg.
Yep.
That he kept the damaged wings. Is that fair?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
All right. Then his long-term project is to combine, using the inner goo, combine a hard light prism with the butterfly wings.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Let me start a clock. I'm gonna make a six. I'm gonna call these man wings. Because okay. It sounds like something you'd order at BW3's. Okay. So now that you've begun this long-term project of man wings, you may roll to work on your long-term project.
So tell me again what I click on.
I'm not your dad. You're my dad.
Okay. So I do Tinker. Right? Well, before when I've done that.
You're the dad. I'm your child. I know, child.
Before when I've done that, I've been told.
You're supposed to know, Dad. You're the dad.
To know, Dad. You're the dad, and I'm the child. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to roll Tinker.
Mm.
Ah, come on!
No. Nah, sounds right to me. Yeah.
What do I roll? I mean, what do I click
roll
on?
Roll Tinker.
You'll know.
Just click Tinker. Yeah, just, what's tinker. Your heart say?
Yeah, you're gonna roll Tinker.
And you it's Tinker. Controlled.
It's not anything. And it's just you roll it. Just roll Tinker.
Just roll it.
2, 3, 5.
Okay. A 5 is going to give you 2 segments. Great job, Dad.
You did it.
I'm going to go again. I'm going to go again.
You're
going to
go again.
I'm going to tinker again.
Tinker again.
These dice, they don't like you, Dad.
He loves the tinker, though.
Serious problem.
And I'm going to push myself.
Wow. I don't think you can.
Yeah, you can't.
Not with this thing.
Not on a project.
Tinker.
This time.
Uh-oh.
2, 1.
Wow. So that's going to be 3 segments altogether.
Okay. I'm going to do it again.
I don't think you can do it 3 times.
Yes, I can.
Okay. As long as he's got money.
Spend a coin.
All right. I believe in you.
I'm going to spend a coin and do it again.
Okay.
6 would go down real smooth here, Dad. Nope.
2, 4, 2. 4 with a 4, we got 2 segments. So that's, what's that? 2, 5 segments.
I'm going to do it again.
Okay. I'm not going to make you do it again because you only have 1 segment. Tell me what these wings look like.
I think they are kind of ghostly butterfly wings, I think.
Haunting.
Yeah.
I love
that. Kind of ephemeral, but kind of, I mean, if you look at them, they're a little off-putting to the eye. They're a little bit off.
Mm. So how are you attaching them to your body to give you incredible flying powers?
Well, I'm not.
Oh.
Oh, I'm not attached. No, God, no. This is not for Emmerich.
Don't be silly. All right, where would you get that idea, Justin?
Emmerich would screw it up and put him on his front.
Emmerich,
you know,
you finished your. Where are you working on this, by the way? Where is this tinkering happening?
I think right there by the pile of refuse.
Okay,
where Gisbert can watch.
Okay.
And
hey, guess what I found? You look wow. That's hungry work, huh?
Yeah, yes.
Have you ever tried a Danish butter cookie?
Don't do it, Emmerich. Shut up! You're messing it up.
I love foreign food. I love, you know, what is in a Danish
butter cookie? Do it. Yeah, do it, Emmerich. Yeah, actually, do it.
That's all the bit, Dad. It was just that one callback. We're done.
I know.
Okay, good. So, Dad, you're beholding your beautiful wings. What are you doing with them?
I am going to attach them to one of the prisms, one of the hard light generating prisms. Scott Boldflex.
All right.
Has been probably my most used and abused hard light creation. I mean, I always seem to send him into danger. And what Orwell said earlier really reminded Emmerich that, you know, he really wants to treat his hard light creations as real entities, and by having them where he just summons them to do his bidding is wrong in his mind. May I summon up Scott and explain it to him? That's what he does. He summons up Scott Boldflex.
What's up, Dad?
Oh. Oh, Scott, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good, man. Just, you know, cool to exist. Been in kind of like a void, and it's cool to, like, exist.
Do you enjoy that void when you aren't summoned?
I neither enjoy nor disenjoy your void, you know? When I'm out
here... Do you dream in the void? Is there void dreaming?
No, it's just nothing. Like, out here... So the difference is, like... Okay, so out here, you know how you can wakeboard and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you can, like, do sort of, like, free climbing and base jumping and stuff?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's the opposite of any of that. It's just, like, nothing.
Scott?
Yeah, Dad?
I think it's time for you to leave the nest.
Kick ass, what? I don't see any nest.
No, it's a expression. It's a term of speech.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
No, I think it's time for you to live your own life, make your own decisions, go your own way.
I don't know what so I want to do, though.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Well, that is part of it. That's the journey, is discovering what you want to do.
Yeah, but, like, I got to stay near you because the prism is, like...
No, you don't have to stay near me. I have developed what I call the generated hard light operating system transported. G-H-O-S-T. That's...
G-host.
Ghost.
Oh.
G-host. It's ghost.
G-host.
And Scott,
yeah,
I am giving you your freedom. You will no longer have to be summoned into the void. You will no longer have to rely on what I tell you to do. You can do whatever you want to do. If you choose to do something, you can do it. This is you growing up and becoming a real not a boy, a real man, yeah, real...
That sounds kick-ass, but I'm not gonna. I'm too afraid.
No, Scott.
Yeah.
That's part of the
too
experiment.
Afraid
is,
of doing it.
Well, you know what? You can stay close, and you can learn. You have wonderful examples here in Beef and Montrose on how to be strong and how to be self-reliant, because they're both... They're two of the strongest, most self-reliant people I know.
So you're saying they're also my dad?
They're like
I have three dads.
You have two uncles and a dad.
Okay.
And then a real dad who's somewhere who's not really your real dad. But that's a whole nother thing.
When we do the spinoff, I'm going back to the void. This is too much.
When we do the spinoff podcast about the life of Scott Bowles,
sure, yeah,
you can explore those.
Okay, so I just put the... sorry, these are for me?
The wings are for you. And these wings symbolize freedom. And to show how proud I am of you as an entity.
And the prism can just, like, float around with these.
Prism can go anywhere you decide it should go. And you don't have to go back into the void ever again.
Whoa.
I hope you didn't leave anything in there.
There's nothing in there, actually. Yeah, there's nothing in there. I mean, that's... I guess I could try.
Oh, that...
Should I go... Where should I go first?
No, Scott, you go where you want to go.
You want to...
You go where life leads you.
You want to try a Danish butter cookie?
Don't. That's one thing.
Yeah,
I can
absolutely.
Tell you
kick
not
ass.
To do. No, don't. No, no.
No, I thought I could do whatever I wanted.
What you can do, whatever you want to do. But I.
It's Dookie.
Nice, 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 Scott. Nice.
Yes, you two might just hit it off. I believe. This is your happy birthday, Scott.
Hey. Thanks, Dad.
Okay, anybody have any other business they need to attend to?
Yes.
I just real quick.
Good. Oh, well, okay, like big spender, you going to take a fifth action?
No, but I do think
That would have alleviated stress. Remember my...
Yes, you worked... Okay, that's... overworking is your stress relief, and you obviously overworked. So, yes, I will let you take a stress relief roll. So, roll your...
What is it? Which one is Tinker fall under?
Well, it says indulge vice.
Yeah, just click that. Highest four and a two. Okay. Oh, good. That actually worked out pretty good for you. You had six stress. You rolled four. That reduced four of your stress. And I'm going to delete the wings. Can't believe I spent all that time making a clock. My dad was just going to
spend all of his money.
okay, Griff.
Yeah. I would like to have a hang sesh with Beef and Emmerich.
That's perfect. They are both. We'll back up a little bit while they were both simultaneously in the junk pile, working on their various projects. So it's technically a flashback.
Okay. I walk over to where they both are after they have sort of found what they need here. And I just sort of plop down a big cardboard box filled with junk in front of them. And I say, if you all would help me out here, I think I have an opportunity to build a bit of street cred, sort of establish myself as sort of a legendary criminal mastermind, because now I have this, and I hold up my two tusks hand, and I say, I would love if, Emmerich, you could help me sort of devise a bit of a grabbing prosthetic to, help me with, just sort of getting around, to build on top of my tusk hand, just sort of, the man with the ivory hand. Like, that sounds so good, like, as a sort of leader of criminal underworld. Like, that is extremely exciting for me. I just, it would be great if I could, pick stuff up and just do basic
stuff. So, while he's working on that, what's your plan for escaping that you were talking about?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, for sure. It's a great plan. You know how there's the trash sphincter that opens up in the sky?
Yeah.
We just go up it.
Okay,
we wait for the trash sphincter to open up. We go up it, and then we're out of here.
And wonderful! And we get up to the sphincter by
yes. Well, I'm sort of the blue sky, big picture type dude.
Yeah.
Logistics is I feel like more your guys' department.
Well, that's why. Hey, guys, check this out. I got a long rope.
That's fantastic. I love that. We're halfway there.
Yeah. So like. Get up. You got to get up somewhere. Rope. Mm-hmm. Climb up rope to get up there.
Climb up rope.
And I was thinking we got like a flying gorilla. And there's like flying. We got flying metamals.
Oh, the half of the creatures we met were flying in some way.
Yes. So I don't think we'll have a hard time reaching the sky sphincter, the trash hole. I'm a bit more concerned with. And by concerned, I mean hugely excited about what we do after we get up there.
But I think it would be, putting the proverbial cart so far in front of the proverbial horse if we started to worry about next steps after escaping here.
Oh, yeah. No, again, not worried. This is sort of a dream boy. I have trouble sort of experiencing the normal range of human emotions. And that is sort of why I live my life a quarter mile at a time, to quote the famous beloved canon of the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Yeah.
Did you all catch Fast 61, by the way?
Absolutely. Oh. It was the best one since 43.
I think we've made this exact joke on this program before.
Definitely have.
Definitely have. I have it, and please do not take this as me sort of venting feelings before what will almost certainly be a doomed revenge quest, but I have really enjoyed going around and stealing stuff and putting myself at great and terrible risk with the two of you. You know, I'm looking at my bank account and it is basically where it was when we started. So
yep.
In mm-hmm. terms of this being a sort of money-making scheme, I would say that it has been an abject failure. But I have had the most fun of my whole life doing it. And no matter what we find up in that trash hole, I know that I'm going to be cackling till the end. And so I appreciate y'all.
Along those same lines, if we're doing the, you know, kind of opening our guts to one another, as it were, spilling feelings, it's nice to have purpose, which was a thing I didn't have. I got banned from arm wrestling. It was a whole gambling, cheating scandal thing. It's not important. But after that, I didn't really have anything besides what I had done before, and now
you're the body man for the man with the ivory hand.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. Yeah.
I mean, that feels good to me.
It does feel good. Yes, yep. It feels good. And it's nice to like wake up each morning being like, something's gonna happen to, I don't know what, right? Mm-hmm. But it won't just be the same thing over and over again. Yes. And I'm going to contribute in some way. I'm going to change the outcome in some way. I have control over it, and I'm not just kind of going along with what's happening, and it's really nice. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think you may have overheard me speaking to Scott, and in that I expressed how much you two mean to me and what I have learned from you how to be brave and how to be self-reliant, and there is no way without you two in my life that I could have become what I am, which is basically God.
Wow.
Creating life. Hell yes. And giving us freedom.
Wow. It's so good. Yes.
Yeah, man.
You know, you two have helped me become like
God. Yes.
God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God. We're all on our own sort of trip right now. And I just love it. It has
That was not what I would have thought you would have said, Emmerich, but I'm so fucking here for it, man. Like
point, a kid in a bowler hat pops out on one of the piles of trash.
Hey, looks like you guys are having a really beautiful flashback here, but wouldn't it be better with a little music?
Oh, God. Hold on. Wait, hold on. This is a different dude?
It's Little son. Doug. It's the son of the sax man.
It's Little Doug.
We gotta go.
Wait, was it really Little Doug?
No, not Short Doug.
Little Doug.
Hey, Toddzilla comes out and his shitty cat is sitting on his shoulders like a parrot.
Hey guys, we're done talking. You want to come in and rap with us?
Yeah,
Yeah, sure.
Yes, man. Let's have a rap session.
All right, you see
God, you narc.
That Orwell is hanging from the ceiling, studying some maps in the throne room, and Toddzilla takes a seat, and he seems more thoughtful. He seems more thoughtful, and he says,
"So, I know you guys want to hook up with Gravel. We haven't seen her, and I know you want to get out. And we don't. The truth is, and I talked to Orwell about this, and we feel like it's best to just. He thinks I should just admit it. We don't know how to get out, and we don't know how to find Gravel.
Okay,
but there."
there is some, like, if anybody could help you, I think it would be Turdmaster. He's like the smartest dude ever, pretty much. Like, he told us how to make a bunch of the stuff here, and like, if we have questions about how things work or what things are, like, Turdmaster he's like the dude that we talk to. But it's tricky right now, right?
Uh-huh.
Getting a hold of Turdmaster.
Yeah, sure. We know that.
Because the big kids, like, stole him. The big kids stole Turdmaster. And, like, if you want to get out, then you probably need to get Turdmaster back. Because he's, like, the smartest dude. And if you can get out, I don't think you can, but if you can get out, you're going to have to get him back from the big kids.
The only issue with this, and I apologize if my tone is severe, I'm deeply frustrated that you are not paying off sort of the main target of our
I gave you the sweets. Like,
yeah, the sweets are great. We had to definitely just sort of put them in a...
That old guy just started pumping them into...
He did, yeah. He's really...
Or something. He just kept spending money to have more time. It was bizarre.
He's revitalized the whole sort of economy of New Kidadelphia, and that's great for you all. But we did just have a sort of like one last job kind of heart to heart.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have at least two more jobs, it sounds like. And so that is...
But if you just go get Turdmaster, okay? Just go get it.
Is this busy work? Is this the kind of thing where you're like, we don't know how to escape. We don't think there's a way to escape. We don't know how to find gravel. So we're just going to keep sending them on jobs and having them do stuff we need them to do to avoid ever having to really confront the issue.
No, because Turdmaster's like, he's so smart. Like, he knows everything, and I know for sure he can. He's so smart, the big kids treat him like some sort of, like, god. It's crazy. They don't even call him by his right name, do they, Shukles?
And he tickles the cat underneath its chin.
No, they call him the Nano Father.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.